And we got $600 a piece out of it. And I bet Flora turned over in a grave. She not only didn't want Marion, she don't want us there either. And I had to smile. See, Earl was dead by that time. He didn't think Marion could be that way, because when he went to the University of Utah, she had him over there a lot. He thought they got along so well. Well, anyway, Phil said, well, we were given Earl's portion. And so they bought certain chairs. They were getting name varieties. Is that what you call it?
I think so.
Different kind. Anyway, a set that matched a certain kind. And she said, it just filled out the set we were starting. Being newly married, we couldn't afford to buy the whole set, but they wanted a special good one. And she said, every time I passed it, I'd bow my head and say, thank you, Flora. Thank you, Flora.
That's funny. Now, where did Laura pass away? Was it down in Provo, or did she die here in Ogden?
I don't know.
That was one thing that's not complete on our family group sheets.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't even remember when she died or if I was even around at home. Because she was there in Provo for quite a while.
Yeah.
When we used to go down and get milk, Laura would come out and talk to us. She and Flora were twins and looked a lot alike, just their hair. Of course, that time they wore real long dresses and hair pompadour pie. They had some pictures of the two together with their mother. I don't know where it is now, but... And she'd come out to talk to us, and her mother would say, go lay down, Laura. You're sick. Go back in the house. You're sick. And she talked us normal, we thought. But it was her other sisters that said, you're no good. You're Swedes. We're Danes.
Wow.
And it's odd that Dad would pick on two Scandinavians.
It's interesting. I remember hearing a story that your father had a dream just before he passed away about World War II starting.
I wouldn't know it at all. He told it to Della and had a diagram, but Della wouldn't know it now either unless she has written it down someplace.
So I'd heard that your father was a very spiritual man, a very strict man too, and maybe he had some memories on some of those things. Do you recall anything about him having premonitions or
no,
things like that?
I really don't. But I'll tell you that when he vowed that he would keep the commandments of the Lord, he did. He really did. Or he wouldn't have got into polygamy, for one thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
His father had two wives. But that was quite a bit long after he'd come to Utah. I don't really remember when they were married, because I really haven't looked it up. I have put them down, but that was too long ago. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And all I know is that they, folks had told me that Laura had died, and they buried her. But if they had a funeral or anything, I don't want to hear about it. And Della, Gladys may remember, but Della won't now, unless she's written it down.
Now, your house at 918 21st, would you just describe it a little bit, what the yard was like, and what the inside of the house was like, how many stories it had, and what the rooms were, what was in the backyard? Just a couple sentences.
Well, when they first moved up there, Dad bought that for Mother. That is that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
He already had stuff for, in the house, you know, for 50, yeah. It was just three rooms and a shanty on the back. From what they tell me, see, that was before my day. Mom was only 7 months old when they moved there. Mm-hmm. And of course, I wasn't around at that time. And then as the children grew, while they added more rooms, and when they added the back two rooms, a back porch, the pantry, close closet. Anyway, they had the three rooms, and then they had where the dining room was, pretty good size, and then a room off from that where they could hang, kids go in and hang their coats and shelves to put the school books and stuff in. But Mother said that when they were building the back on, that Della used to stand on a chair and look out the window where the would finally be the kitchen and watch to see what's going on. I've heard her say that, but I don't remember. But I do remember that they had it all finished except no steps. They had the back porch out, but no steps on it. Because one day, I was out in the yard, and Eris was, and Dad had taken a cow in on, you know, for lumber, for a bill. He couldn't get any other way. Well, we'd had cows and horses in that lodge, so I just started to go on down through the lot toward Quincy, because we owned it from 918 to Quincy, and it was all vacant there. And down there, and that dean cow started after me. Boy, did I run, but you see, there was no steps to get on that porch. And Eric saw it, and he hollered, come out. And I finally could jump up on the porch. And that's why I remembered, but I don't remember them building the rest of it. But at that time, too, we also got a bathroom inside, which was very nice. And in the back, when I go back and look at that land now, I wonder where in the world did they have all the things I can remember in that little space? To me, in memory, it wasn't little. Because we had a corral for the cow, we had a chicken pen and a run, and then there was a barn where the cow and horses could go in, and a place where they could throw hay down, and hay was in the top, and you could go up from the stall of horse or cows, crawl. They're just kind of a ladder. They'd put board steps in. So we could crawl up into the hayloft, or they had a great big long ladder on the outside. And we'd all go up it and play in the hay. And we got hay. When they found us out, they said, the cattle won't eat it if you kids play in that hay.
Huh.
Yeah. Run into it. But anyway, there was that, and there was a place for the car. And they got a Model T Ford, had pretty lamps up here, as well as headlights. And
did Hiram Belton have two cars, one at one home and one at the other?
No. And then there was a place for that. Then we had a place where they had a shed for coal and where they put chicken feed that we had to go and get. And you'd go dipping down and turn into a mouse nest or something. But then on top of it, in the summertime, they had an old spring and they laid out in the yard. I don't know what they had it for, but we kids climbed up onto this slope that was over the coal bin, and then it jumped off onto the spring. And they bouncing away up like trampolines. But one day, when I come down, my knees and my chin connected. And that was the last time I tried that. I thought I was going to lose all my front teeth. Mm-hmm. They are loose, but they did. And then we had a smaller place where the boys had bandy chickens. You know what they are?
No.
Well, I don't either, but they're smaller. And they're special colors. And they seem to be a special breed that they people liked. And had just little eggs. More like your bird eggs.
Hmm.
And they had that for a while. And a few pigeons. The boys had it. Of course, when they got to the end, the wolf only left first, but then I was glad we weren't boys or we'd have been out milking cows and riding horses. When we did want to ride a horse, they wouldn't let us. We begged, and then they'd torment the life out of us. They wonder why we didn't like horses and cows. We'd go out in the yard and they'd just be on the horses and just have chase us around and run us fast as I could, and there was an apple tree, and I jumped for the limb, and I caught it, but I was just even with the horse's head. I don't think that scared the life out of me. I don't know which one, but I did know then. It was either Harris or Vaughn, or it could be both of them. Another time, they said, oh, you could sit on the horse, we're just going to take the horse over to get water. And they had a tap outside of our bathroom, because they had water go up the bathroom and then a tap for into this, whatever it was. that they drank out of tub or something. And they, it was bareback, just picked me up, you know, and sat on it and rode it over. Well, that was okay, but when the horse put its head down to drink, I went right on to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It seemed like there was an awful lot, but back there now, I wonder how we got all it in, because it looks little. But in my mind's eye, as a child, it's big, it was a big lot, because our house is quite a ways back off the street. At 918.